Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got Bernard von Nuttas joining us, the proprietor for over a decade and a half of the Liberty Dollar. How dare him create a competing currency, who openly said we're competing currency to the dollar. It's being devalued. They went and charged him with counterfeiting, found an idiot group of people, or not even idiots, just totally uninformed, who thought that it was counterfeit to issue your own silver coins, which is totally legal. And he's going to prison, it looks like. And they're trying to confiscate $7 million in silver and gold from him, which people, some of them had it on deposit with him. You can keep it there. So just there's the government robbing everybody. And they first tried to raid him thinking he wouldn't have enough to for his deposits, like a bank does with fractional reserve banking, where they'll have $1 for every 10 they loan out. Turned out he had enough and more. So they said, well, we can't get sued for this. Let's just go ahead and get a jury together. In fact, guys, this has happened a lot the last few years. I want to have it when Nuttas joins us. Search the term man arrested for using $2 bills in Best Buy. That's one I can remember. Another guy was arrested at a putt-putt golf facility for using $2 bills. $2 bill has a Declaration of Independence on the back. I've got a group of them framed that my parents bought me at the U.S. Mint when they visited it once. They sell them unchopped, and it's framed, with the Declaration of Independence being signed on the back. And let me tell you, you use that, you're going to jail, because you walk into Best Buy with money. And, I mean, people I've seen, I had a friend, Chris Athanas, who would walk around with Liberty Dollars, tell people about silver currency at UT, and he was trying to tell people about it at UT, and they thought it was illegal, and they called the cops over. He was on the edge of UT and downtown, and he had a concealed carry, the permit, big software programmer, wealthy guy, and they sent him to prison. And they came because of the silver, and then they said, "Oh, you got a fanny pack with a gun?" He goes, "Yeah." And they said, "Well, you're 1,000 feet from UT. We're going to go ahead and get you for that." And the cop did his duty and took him to jail and taught him and his family, taught him real good. I haven't seen Chris in years. I know he did a stint in jail. But that's what happens. Oh, we can't get you for this silver coin? Remember the video? That we ought to cue this up and play it. I know we posted it on Infowars.com about 2 weeks ago. I know we have it saved. I never played it on air. We ought to, after we take calls and introduce Nuttas, we ought to play that minute or two clip of him with a $1,400 1 ounce gold coin, American Eagle. In fact, face value $50 under the U.S. Mint. And he goes and has got two tacos at Taco Bell, tries to give her a gold coin, and she says, "I don't want this." He says, "So you don't want $1,400? He said, "No, I want the $2. And he said, "Okay, here's $2. She said, "I love it." And maybe Dice deserves to be sent to prison. Of course, it was legal tender, actual U.S. issued gold, but it doesn't matter, folks. They can find a jury to send you to jail. And so we're going to go to break and come back and go to Greg, Angie, John, Adam, Tim, and others, a few segments of calls. Then we'll play that Mark Dice clip. Ahead of Nuttas joining us after this quick break, and I do have some other news that we're going to be hitting on as well. And the Obama administration's moving ahead with government shutdown plans, and in the month of March, they outspent what they had budgeted 8.5 times. But that doesn't matter, because they've got people held hostage through their pension funds. The big banks always saying, "Give us more taxes, give us more money, or we won't pay you your pensions." And so they'll basically go out and protest, demand taxes get raised, and then that money won't be spent for their pensions. It'll be stolen. But they're ignorant, so the people perish for lack of knowledge. But your phone calls, we come back after this quick break, and then we have the head of Liberty Dollar, now I guess headed to prison. One of the last times we talked to him for a while, because he dared issue silver coins publicly for 15 years and talk bad about the Federal Reserve. Stay with us.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, taking your phone calls, and then we have Bernard Van Nahas joining us, who headed up the Liberty Dollar for 15 years, convicted in court of counterfeiting. Publicly said it was private silver currency, openly to compete with the fiat currency. They found a jury that didn't know their head from a hole in the ground. And he has been convicted. Now they're trying to seize $7 million in gold and silver. That is coming up. We had Ron Paul on earlier and, of course, Peter Schiff. Jam-packed transmission today. Great job to the crew and producers. Let's go to your phone calls. Greg in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, sir. Two quick questions for you.
Yes.
Okay, my first question. Now, obviously, I heard you with Ron Paul earlier. You're very optimistic about his prospects of announcing a presidential run.
Oh, he's going to announce. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. You heard it. The next month, he's going to be saying one way or the other, and he's already going to a debate. Look, he's going to announce for president unless he has health problems.
He's already made all the overtures. I mean, it's pretty much a done deal. But my question was to you, let's say hypothetically that it didn't happen. Would there be anywhere to turn to otherwise, any other alternatives?
Yeah, we fight on all fronts. We're going to take our counties, our states back, 9th and 10th Amendment. We're going to help people rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the liberty culture enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, the kickoff, the spirit of 1776. We're going to continue with lawsuits against government-run health care that's totally illegal to bring us basically death care and the death panels they now admit and that Bill Gates admits and says is great and that Newsweek promotes. We're going to fight them on every front, and we're going to win.
Absolutely, sir.
Ron Paul is going to win, even if he loses. He's going to get probably 10 times the coverage and attention in the debates and everywhere that he got 3 years ago. Can you imagine? Look, he probably won't win. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a major issue. You think he almost got the Fed abolished and audited and abolished earlier? Think of the power this movement's going to have now. Think of how many people are going to get awakened to liberty. It's already the hottest movement. Look, 3-4 years ago, Bilderberg was worried about Ron Paul before he even ran. We got that from inside Bilderberg at Ottawa. We got it the next year. They are scared to death because they want to just give you fake liberal or fake conservative. It's a controlled paradigm. They only fight with each other over the power levers. Instead, now we're talking about the New World Order. A guy is about to run for president who is winning the major polls for president, so the media is trying to ignore him. A guy who's basically like a statesman like Alex Jones is about to get massive attention again. I mean, this is win, win, win. He cannot lose. Even if he loses, we win.
Absolutely. Okay, one other question for you if you got time.
Sure.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever addressed this on your show before, but as a college student, I'm required to read writings by people like Michael Shermer and other so-called skeptics. I wanted you to, if you've got a minute, real quick, give me how you feel about those type of people that love to try to debunk so-called...
Well, look, all the so-called debunkers of 9/11 truth and people that, I mean, just 10 years ago, they said that the Federal Reserve wasn't private, that there wasn't a plan for a global currency, and they just sit there making jokes, playing the lowest common denominator, and they build straw men, they debunk people like myself by going to folks that are conspiracy theorists and make things up. They call you a conspiracy theorist if you question this being a war, and they say, no, it's not a war. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. I appreciate your call. I mean, I read to you last week the quotes of Karl Rove saying, oh, we call you people that know that we lied about WMDs the reality community. You're right, but it doesn't matter. We control reality, and we'll change it day to day, and you don't count. Now, he's trying to buffalo you. He's saying resistance is futile like the Borg. No, resistance is not futile. We don't have a choice. So, Cass Sunstein can say arrest people that don't believe in anthropogenic global warming. So what? He's losing the debate on every front. We have the facts. I mean, it's all over every major medical institution that 20 minutes of direct sunlight a day massively reduces all different sorts of cancers. He says it's a conspiracy theory that sun is good for you. They want to be able to tell you through political correctness what you can and can't say. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. So I don't care about these debunkers whose websites might get 1,000 visitors a day. We get 1 million, conservatively. 3 million listeners. In the market of ideas, we're winning. So what if they prop these guys up on TV to sit around and laugh at us? I laugh at you, punk. I'm not talking about Greg. I'm talking about folks you mentioned. Angie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. I just wanted to touch on three things really quick. The Piers Morgan and Jesse Ventura interview, you know, they're always quick to say that it's absurd and ridiculous, but, you know, it seems like it doesn't often get pointed out, well, who benefited from 9/11?
Key Bono. But, again, I'm glad you mentioned that. They never give any facts. They just give words like absurd, conspiracy theory, ridiculous. That's their proof.
Right.
It doesn't matter if we have the cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7 and newscast saying it. Then they blow it up and say, we didn't say we'd blow it up. We're like, here's the video of you doing it. It falls in free fall. We can see the blast points. They're like, no, you don't see that. I mean, for 8 years, NIST said that it didn't fall at free fall. Now they've had to admit it did. So, again, that's all they got is, you're an idiot, you're dumb, this is stupid, there is no global government, the dollar's not devalued, there is no inflation, this isn't a war, we don't have ground troops in Libya, but we do. I'm sorry, Angie, go ahead.
No, that's okay. It also goes back to, the decision to not rebuild the towers. I believe that that's kind of an ongoing psyop that leaves people in the post 9/11 devastated or traumatized frame of mind, and it makes it easier for them to push through all of this illegal legislation and for them to take away our rights and do all of those.
But that's a conspiracy theory. They're not taking your rights. People always say, where's the martial law, Alex? Well, they're taking people's pension funds, public and private, outside law. The big banks are allowed to launder hundreds of billions a year in drug money and not get in trouble. The police are being federalized with threat fusion centers spying on Ron Paul and myself. That's in the Associated Press. They're breaking all these laws. We're being eased into an autocratic system, but they're not going to announce it. You know, Gaddafi didn't call it martial law when he was running around shooting people. He called it security. And so they're like, where's the crisis? Where's the problem? Where's the bad economy, Alex? We say it's good. But see, they've only got the weakest-minded people, Angie, buying into what they say.
Exactly. And one more quick thing. You talk often about how Google and other companies can actually tap into your computer microphone and camera. And I have a real quick way that people can prove to themselves that they're doing it just that, and it's happening to them right now. And if you right-click on any video on YouTube, it's going to bring up a menu of options. And if you go down to the settings, you right-click on a video, you go down to settings, and a little screen will come up, Adobe Flash Player Settings, and you'll have to click on the little options on the bottom. It's the second option, and a privacy screen will come up, and it says allow SYTIMG.com, which is just the Adobe Flash Player, to access your camera and microphone. And if you don't know to actually click on deny, then likely they are accessing your camera and microphone.
Angie, great point. I've been on a couple national radio shows. I do interviews every day. And they'll say, what's the evidence of police state? And I go, well, Homeland Security has blimps up over every major city at above 100,000 feet that are solar powered watching you. And they laugh at me. And I go, just type Homeland Security blimp in. They admit it. MSNBC, you know, you name it. They just laugh because it's fun to laugh. And I'll say, well, you saw in Philadelphia, they gave out thousands of laptops watching the kids in their beds and their showers. And they go, no, they didn't. They laugh at me. And I go, but that's all over the news. And then I say, okay, well, we wrote an article 6 years ago at prisonplanet.com off the press release of Google announcing to their board of directors and stockholders that they were now tapping into cameras and microphones. But they said, don't worry, a person isn't listening or watching. A computer is. And if they hear a dog bark, then you'll have geolocated dog food ads pop up. Or we'll listen to what sitcom you're watching and then put ads up for that. I mean, this was a press release from Google.com. I mean, and I tell people on mainline talk radio, and they just go, oh, the Martian's going to get me next, Alex? And I'm like, no, this is being done. I remember 8-9 years ago, TiVo, in press releases, admitted that they were tracking what you watch and what you do and selling your psychological breakdown to advertisers. It's two-way. And then Janet Jackson had the wardrobe malfunction, and then TiVo said, we had 2.2 million replays in 5 minutes. In Chicago Tribune, people said, well, how do you do that? I mean, it's people fully living in denial. I mean, I've got articles out of Tennessee, articles out of California, articles out of Pennsylvania, articles out of Florida, with cameras in the school showers watching the children at the police department. And then I'm the bad man for reading the articles on air because the local news will report it like it's good. Or school districts all over watching kids over their laptops. I mean, I was speaking to a crowd a few months ago in Santa Cruz, and some of them kind of looked and shook their heads like they didn't believe me. I see the crowd when I talked about Pennsylvania and watching the kids over the laptops because they hadn't heard about it. It's like if I mentioned today multiple companies coming out with milk that's human milk because they've re-engineered the genetics of the cow's udders and all the genetic problems that can cause. And I just mentioned that, and I guarantee you the people driving along don't believe that. Doesn't matter if it's London Telegraph, Reuters. They're like, that isn't possible. And I see the news articles. You know, they'll pick and choose. Jones is crazy. He talks about part spider, part goats. He talks about world government. He talks about population reduction. He talks about corrupt elites. Oh, this guy's crazy. And they never give the footnotes or links to everything I'm saying on record. I mean, your pension funds are already gone. They're just getting you ready to hear you're not going to be getting them. And that's been announced. 43 states are bankrupt. The feds are bankrupt. To the banks that engineered this. They made the money up out of nothing. or call straight ahead. Stay with us. Then we've got our guests joining us, Blake, Gator, Tim, and others. Stay with us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it the Survival Seed Bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're going to jam in a few more calls ahead of our guest joining us, but I just wanted to add that being a conspiracy theorist means believing anything the government says might not be true. Questioning anything, thinking for yourself, means you're a conspiracy theorist. Now, there are people who think the earth is hollow and populated by mole men. They are conspiracy theorists. In that wide spectrum of alternative thought, there are people that believe things that have no proof. But when I get up here and talk about real issues and historical things that are happening, just look at the track record and how we document 99% of what we discuss here. It's just that, you know, I get up here 3 months ago when it's in Texas News. We'd reported it before. People didn't really believe it, even though we had medical experts on that they're putting radioactive isotopes in municipal water supplies because it's mined in the same deposits to get the fluoride. Now it's in the news here in Texas and other states that the feds and state are covering it up. But still people have this comfort zone where they don't want to admit that's going on because they might have to do something. You know, you're putting radiation that causes sterilization and cancer in my water. I better go down to the city council and get angry. And you go down there and they laugh at you. Well, then you sue them. You go down there with the news articles and say, don't laugh, punk. And let me tell you, the Austin council isn't laughing now. You know, this whole con artist thing where they just laugh at you and pat you on the head. Yeah, it's extreme. They're putting this in our water. It's hard to believe, but it's true. What are we going to do about it? See, I'm red-blooded. I'm nothing special, folks. I'm just a red-blooded guy like anybody else. And you punch me in the nose or you try to overtax me or you try to poison me, I'm going to get angry and I'm going to stand up to you. That's just being red-blooded. But being red-blooded is a conspiracy theorist. Being informed is a conspiracy theorist. Being involved in reality, it doesn't work anymore. Let's go to John in Michigan. You're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I got three things for you. The first is a quote for Karl Rove, and that is, the lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie.
Yeah, well, that was a Nazi said that, wasn't it?
Yep. Goebbels.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to back you up on, last week you covered for a second, there's a threat of nuclear bombs across the country, and you pointed out, like, there's no way for that to happen without those being seen.
No, it's all part of the fear. They said Al-Qaeda buried 160 bombs, and they took it serious.
Well, in 2008, there's a story, the Seattle Times covered it, and Keith Olbermann covered it. You can find the video on YouTube. Just Google worst person, Michael Chertoff, Walmart, Lindsey Graham. And there's a story about a guy who got pulled over for having a cat that went through chemotherapy. And he passed by some sensor, and they isolated an isotope in his car. They pulled him over, searched his car, and realized he had a radiated cat.
No, they've got radiation spotting helicopters, satellites. It's everywhere. But no, Al-Qaeda buried in government buildings 160 nukes. Now, you couldn't get into a government building and you know, bury a daisy. But, oh, they're in there, and we better give all our rights up. Aren't we lucky TSA's there, or Al-Qaeda will detonate the nukes?
And the third thing I'll preface with...
But see, they're the conspiracy theorists. They're the ones that lie and make up ridiculous fables.
Yeah. The third thing I was going to bring up is something that tripped me out, and it had to do with Japan. That I'll preface with, I take everything that Benjamin Fulford talks about with a grain of salt, you know, because you can't really prove it. But I seen an interview with him where he was talking about Japan being threatened with HAARP and all this other stuff. And what tripped me out was I thought he recently did this interview. It was from 2 years ago. It's worth checking out. Just
what did Fulford say?
I saw this interview this past week, and I looked it up to get a better copy, and found out that this interview took place 2 years ago, and he was going on 2 years ago about Japan being threatened to go along with the banking system. The country was being threatened with HAARP, and that they're gonna unleash all these earthquakes on them if they didn't go along with the Fed.
Well, I'm not trying to say that there couldn't be something to that, but also Japan is probably, it's debatable, the number one or number two earthquake and tsunami zone in the Great Ring of Fire in the Pacific. So it's one of the most volcanically and tectonically active places in the world. You know, that's why they, for thousands of years, have built their houses out of paper and balsa wood so they don't fall on them and kill them. So, you know, kind of saying, well, if there's ever an earthquake or a event here, it must be HAARP. We do have the former Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, admitting they have earthquake weapons. And so we have to look at that, but I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Mark Dice clip where he tried to pay $1,400 in gold for a $2 in tacos, two tacos at Taco Bell, and they didn't want it. We're going to play that when we come back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
My name's Mark Dice.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
Okay, folks, we're going to play about a minute and a half clip with Mark Dice, author of Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. His new book available at Infowars.com, where he tried to go to a California Taco Bell with a $1,400 pure U.S. Eagle legal tender $50 gold coin. That's what its face value is, but it's worth $1,400 in real numbers. And for two tacos totaling $2, and they did not want the gold coin. He tries to give the gold coins away, and people don't want them. They seem to be afraid of them. And even the Wall Street Journal reported, when private money becomes a felony offense, that's the Wall Street Journal, producer of Liberty Dollars is found guilty, and they said he is a domestic terrorist. The Southern Poverty Law Center hailed it and said that they had called him a domestic threat before, and they're very glad that he's been convicted of doing something totally legal. And did we ever find the article I mentioned of the man arrested for using $2 bills at Best Buy? I want to put that on screen once he gets up here. We're going to Bernard von Notaus here in just a moment. But first, let's play this Mark Dice clip.
Dice, and I'm at the Taco Bell drive-thru right now where I'm going to try to purchase my 99-cent taco with a 1-ounce gold coin. worth about $1,400. This is an American Eagle gold coin. It's legal tender for $50. It's a $50 coin. But the gold content is worth now about $1,400. And of course, it's ludicrous to try to spend one of these anywhere for the $50. And the point is, of course, to show that most people have no idea what gold is worth or anything. Hopefully the people at Taco Bell won't. Otherwise, this is going to be the most expensive taco in history.
Hi.
How about a 1 ounce gold coin? Accept 1 ounce gold coins at Taco Bell?
Is this how much is?
It's a 1 ounce.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You don't think so? Well, here, I have a couple of Federal Reserve notes. Would you rather have these instead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
who needs a?
You should keep that as collection.
Who needs a 1 ounce gold coin these days, you know? That's a good point. Who needs... I should keep that as a collection, she said.
Any hot sauce?
No, thanks.
Okay. There you go.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Well, thankfully, she thought it was best that I keep my 1 ounce gold coin. Obviously, having no idea what it's worth. And I don't know if it picked up the audio, but I asked, you know, would you rather have these, you know, $2 bills? Would you rather have these two $1 bills? And she said yes.
All right. Now, we're joined by Bernard von Notaus, who for more than 15 years, that's how long I've seen the gorgeous gold and silver coins out there, publicly saying the dollar is going to be devalued. We need to get alternative currencies going. Montana's moving ahead. South Carolina, with their state legislatures to issue their own currencies. Dozens of cities for hundreds of years and currently in the U.S. have their own script that are used and accepted by businesses. When you go to a Dave and Buster's or something to eat dinner and play video games with your children or basketball or foosball, you give them cash and they put it on a digital card. That's a way of transferring or barter. But even the Wall Street Journal said, wow, this jury didn't know anything. And they said, when private money becomes a felony offense, this is very dangerous. We'll also put on screen, I see these reports every few months, if you at Putt-Putt Golf or at Best Buy, you happen to get some $2 bills, a Declaration of Independence on the back, you go try to buy it, they arrest you, and you go to jail, and then they continue to charge you. And they've got juries ready to send you to prison. And because once they arrest you, they can't say they're wrong. And expanding on this, they went on to say, and we'll go through the court filing, that he is a terrorist. So it's not only counterfeiting to publicly say we have an alternate silver and gold currency, but it is illegal, I guess, to then criticize the Federal Reserve. We had Peter Schiff on earlier, who's very worried about this, and Ron Paul earlier, the congressman, was on with us, saying that he's concerned about him coming after gold and silver. And the canary in the coal mine was Bernard von Notaus, and he's now been convicted. They're trying to confiscate $7 million of other people's silver and gold that they'd already bought and he was sending to them. Bernard, good to have you on with us.
It's a pleasure, Alex.
Well, I've never talked to such a rascally criminal before. I interviewed you many years ago. You run other big, private, very popular collector coin mints. Tell us what happened and how you're the evil terrorist now.
Well, just to clarify about the terrorist thing, Alex, first, you know, I'm not evil, but I am unique. That's what Ann Tompkin referred to me as. I am a unique terrorist. And the reason I would have to be a unique terrorist, even in her book, is because when you look at the different elements that make up the charge of terrorism, violence is one of the requirements. So if I have never shown any violence, I've not had any history of violence, there's no violence at all. So for them to charge me with terrorism, I would have to be not only unique, but they would have to bring out a whole brand new law. So this is a lot of saber rattling on the part of the government. Because I'm not a terrorist, but they sure in hell would like for me to.
And by the way, briefly tell us your history. I remember decades ago seeing your TV ads on. There's many other companies, but you had one of the most prominent. It was the Hawaiian Mint, correct? I'm putting out other collector coins. I mean, thousands of companies do this.
Oh yes, right. I was the co-founder of the Royal Hawaiian Mint. That was 36 years ago. So I have a long history of deviant, counterfeiting operations, Alex.
But I mean, wait a minute. I see commemorative coins all the time for Obama put out by, again, hundred. How many private mints are there out there? I mean, this is not illegal, but I guess now it is.
No, it's not illegal, and I wasn't a counterfeiter the last 36 years either. I was just joking about that, Alex.
Of course.
There is, well, a loose number, but around a dozen or so, give or take a few on each side. But there's a dozen, maybe 15 private mints in the United States. And the Royal Hawaiian Mint was a private mint, was one of the private mints.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. When did you start the Liberty Dollar? When did I know a few years ago they came after you. Now they've, quote, convicted you. But I've seen people convicted for legal firearms as well because some of these juries aren't too informed. But, I mean, let's break down what's happened to you. Are you going to jail? Are you appealing? Where is this going?
Yeah, ditto on all those. Just to give you a real quick scenario, Liberty Dollar was first issued on October 1st, 1998. At the time, there was a $10 silver Liberty. They were $7.50. The highest that has ever sold for on eBay. Not to me, but somebody else bought one for $7.50. It went for $825 for 1 ounce silver Liberty.
I routinely see them for a couple hundred bucks on there. Now, my memory serves, you put out some earlier silver coins, because I remember there was an earlier incarnation of this in like the mid-90s that I got from you.
No, not like this.
But you were putting out coins before, though, so it must have been one that was similar.
I never have put out a coin because a coin is something issued by the government.
A round.
Well, we like to call them silver liberties because round is kind of like calling you hey. And you probably wouldn't like me to call you hey, would you, Alex?
Okay, well, you got the floor. Then break down the intricacies of all of this.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the most important info for folks to know of what's happened to you.
Well, what's happening is that they raided Liberty Dollar, they confiscated everything, they arrested me, and they convicted me, and they're trying to abscond with 9 tons of gold, silver, and platinum and copper, and the vast majority of that, the way vast majority of that, matter of fact, almost all of it, is property owned by other third parties, either people who ordered products for Liberty Dollar and the orders weren't fulfilled because we were raided, or products that they bought in terms of digital and paper warehouse receipts, and they confiscated the gold and silver that backs that up. So if people really want to take action, then they should be emailing me, Bernard@libertydollar.org, and ask for the form that they need to send back to me from them, identifying themselves as interested parties. Otherwise, the bottom line is the government's going to steal your property. So, Alex, if you have any of those paper warehouse receipts, you should send me an email. I'll send you a little quick little email back that you can then respond to me and identify yourself as an interested party.
And to be clear, I actually do have some of those somewhere in my office. Because it was not only silver and gold coins, but just like other alternative currencies do, you also had receipts 100% backed up in silver and gold, and it was catching on. But if they tried to scare everybody away from this by going after you, they're failing because of Montana, South Carolina, and other states moving to issue their own currencies.
Well, it isn't just states either, Alex. There's a lot of different people within the movement. Rob Gray with AOCS, who has introduced a whole line of currency, which is extremely similar to the Liberty Dollar. There are half a dozen other different people who have introduced currencies that are similar to the Liberty Dollar. So the animal is really quite large. And then if you look at the collector Liberty dollars on eBay, there's anywhere from 400 to 500 different types of Liberty dollars on eBay, which go anywhere from a few dollars to $20,000 or so. You know, there's a wide range in terms of Liberty dollars.
Well, how dare you? How dare you issue collector liberties? Now, where is this going? Give us the time frame. When are you going to jail? Tell us about the trial itself.
I am going to jail. I think I'm going to jail. I don't know. It's really up to the judge. I've never been a criminal before, so I don't know how I'm supposed to behave. The sentences could range from zero to 15 years. And I don't know where that's going to be. I'm in what is called a pre-sentencing period right now, and the government's working on a pre-sentencing report for me, which will influence the length of my sentence, and then ultimately it will be up to the judge. So the judge could make it anywhere from zero to 15 years. I have no idea what it's going to be.
How did the judge behave in the case?
I think the judge did a very honorable job. I don't have any complaints with the judge. His rules and his rulings were straightforward. They weren't always in my favor. They weren't always against me either. I think the judge did an honorable job.
Have you had any pre-sentencing hearings yet? Are the feds asking for stiff jail time for your terrorism?
Well, they can't ask for anything for terrorism because I wasn't convicted for terrorism.
They're just calling you a special time. Yeah. I'm being sarcastic, of course.
Unique. Don't forget unique. No, they haven't put up anything yet, but all that will be put in the pre-sentencing report. And, of course, that's just in its early stages right now.
Well, tell us about the trial. Tell us about the people involved.
Well, the trial consisted of only 8 days, unfortunately. The government, which was going to last about at least a week, they folded after 2 days. There was only 2 days of the prosecution. That was it. They folded so quickly that we asked the judge for a day to recover and to get things organized because they were going to do for a week and 2 days. I mean, and the judge granted us the motion to give us more time to get our case together. Unfortunately, my attorneys relentlessly whittled away at the defense and packaged it up, much to my disagreement, within only about 4 days. That was it. We started out with 112 witnesses. The judge approved 82 witnesses, which is huge, and we ended up with 8 witnesses.
How could you be convicted of counterfeiting when you never said that this was U.S. government currency? You were talking down that currency, as evidenced by the devaluation now happening of the dollar, and that this was an alternative private currency. I mean, there's so many private currencies it'll make your head spin. I mean, this the Wall Street Journal is saying this has set a very dangerous precedent.
I totally agree with you, and the thing is that the chief counsel for NORFED and the Liberty Dollar testified. He was the first witness to testify. He testified for over half a day and gave me an ironclad reliant defense, otherwise known as good faith defense, because everything I did was under his guidance and with his permission. So he told me that what I was doing was not illegal. So in spite of that, the jury came back and found me guilty. How is that possible? I don't know. I'm not guilty. I'm still not guilty, but I have been found guilty by the jury, but not by the popular press. Even AP and Wall Street Journal, everybody's pretty amazed. You look at the feedback on the different articles. If you go to the Yahoo
it's 98% on your side. I've never seen anything like it. I think they're really revealing themselves as tyrants. But what about this jury? I mean, Did these people, did they have 10 fingers, 10 toes? I mean, could they talk?
They talked enough to get appointed to the jury, yes. And there were 9 guys and 3 women. And, Alex, I don't know how it happened. My attorneys were shocked. I'm a little shocked myself. I'm facing 15 years. How could I be convicted of this? I had reliant defense. I never had any criminal intent. They didn't prove anything.
Well, you've been doing it for what, 12, 13 years?
This is the 13th year, yes, sir.
Unlucky year. Wow. Well, I mean, as Peter Schiff said, as Ron Paul said, this is all setting a very dangerous precedent for everybody. I mean, Wall Street Journal says, well, this has always been legal, but if they can find juries, I mean, what next? Is having a ham sandwich going to be punishable by 15 years? Is having black hair going to be illegal? Is walking your dog going to be illegal? If they can do this, they were scared of you. I mean, I want to talk about why you think they came after you and how we can help you. Bernard von Notaus is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Adding insult to injury, Bernard von Notaus has also had his website and his First Amendment taken away under court order, so he's, I guess, not allowed to do that and tell people his side of the story. But clearly, even the mainline media is freaked out by this. And if we go back to 1933 when they ordered everybody to turn their gold in, then they sold it to Europe and doubled the price. If we put up with these crooks, there's no end to what they'll do. And they've got an army of handpicked juries that will put Mother Teresa behind bars. Bernard, your comments. Bernard, your comments.
Alex?
Yes, sir. I know you're having trouble hearing us. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think people should certainly protect their purchasing power by getting gold and silver. And while I was convicted of Liberty Dollar, people could certainly band together to do something else, you know. The government was very specific in their case, and so they charted an interesting path. I don't know if anybody else is going to go down that path after I get sentenced or not, but certainly with hyperinflation on the horizon, Alex, people have to take action.
Well, you've certainly been proven right, and so has Ron Paul. Expanding on that, bottom line, they came after you to create a chilling effect, to scare people away from alternate currencies.
That's certainly been the effect. There's no doubt about that. But the bottom line, and Ron Paul actually mentioned this on the floor of the Congress, and that was that the government felt threatened. And quite frankly, Alex, I don't have such airs of that, to be honest with you. I find it unbelievable that this government would be threatened by anything or anyone, particularly a kickback surfer dude like myself from Hawaii. But evidently the idea of an individual creating his own currency and the enormous popularity that it enjoyed, the government must have felt threatened. They had to do something.
Well, sir, now they're coming out saying they want to restrict free speech. I mean, they are threatened by any form of liberty.
Oh, yes. You know, and that was the really damaging thing, or the threatening thing, about being a unique terrorist, because in that sort of situation, Alex, they can take the word terrorist and tailor it to anything they want or they need for a particular situation, including yourself, Alex.
Oh, I know. They're using the Patriot Act now against marijuana, family violence. A lot of the media is saying maybe I need to be censored, maybe I'm a terrorist. No, these people are authoritarian despots and are very dangerous. And any idea on when the sentencing is coming back up? Because I'd like to interview you again.
Well, we don't know for sure, but it takes about 2 months to do the pre-sentencing report. And so that would be happening during April and May, so I might be sentenced in June, would be a guesstimate on my part.
Did they threaten you to keep your mouth shut or anything?
They, meaning the government?
Yes, our lords.
No, they haven't had any contact with me at all, and that wouldn't be proper for them to do.
And are the feds proud of what they're doing, though? I mean, are they feeling good about this?
They must be. I mean, they got the conviction that they wanted, and they duped the jury into convicting me. If they're not happy, and I'm not happy, damn, there's something wrong with this grade. Somebody's supposed to come out of every deal being happy, you know?
Well, I guess they're pleased. America is imploding and dying right now, so their job is going quite well for them, but America is waking up. In closing, is there an address, a phone number, where people can support you or contact you, Bernard von Nothaus?
Yes, the only way to reach me right now even the phones are on automatic. The only way to really reach me is through my email address, which is bernard@libertydollar.org. That's really the only
way. Bernard, thank you so much. Ron Paul coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.